You're tuned to 88.9 FM and HD1. We're online at WQCS.org. I'm Kenrick Thomas. Now that the holiday season is here, being aware of criminal activity is highly recommended by law enforcement. According to the Washington Post, retail crime increases by 30% between Thanksgiving and New Year's. Individuals, cars, and homes are the biggest target. I'm joined by Sergeant Rich Zerkowski of the Crime Prevention Unit for the St. Lucie County Sheriff's Office for tips on how to stay safe during this time of the year. What should we do if we're out at night?
Well, one, the darkness, as it gets dark early at this time of year, one, you should try to factor in your shopping to be earlier. That would be preferable. As far as, of course, you always lock your doors, park in well-lit areas, and leave your valuables out of the car.
Should we always have our keys in our hands when we're in a parking lot?
Yeah, when you're walking in any parking lot, a grocery store, airport, a shopping center, walk confidently with your head up high, make eye contact, and have your keys ready in hand. That is a deterrent.
What if someone approaches us?
Well, it all depends. It could be the Salvation Army ringing their bell, which is not suspicious at the entranceway. But any type of suspicious activity, in today's age, the majority of citizens do have cell phones. You use your instinct. You feel something suspicious, call 911.
What can we use to make us feel safe?
Oh, whistle would work. Yeah. If you're in a situation that you are truly afraid and there's just no way to retreat and you don't see nobody nearby, blow that whistle.
There was a recent report that was out that a St. Lucie County home was burglarized. Now, they had a house alarm, but the suspect stole three animals. Is a house alarm enough?
Oh, nothing's 100% foolproof, but the alarm is a very good deterrent.
Many people believe females are more vulnerable than males. Is that true?
No, it doesn't matter, male or female. When you walk up there, be aware of your surroundings.
There are some cases where delivery packages were stolen from people's doorsteps. Any advice for people that shop online?
Preferably, it doesn't stay there too long. Mm. Or maybe, you know, one of our models is neighbor helping neighbor.
Yeah.
You're in a crime prevention unit. Let your neighbors know that you're not home. If you're expecting a package, maybe they can grab it for you.
Recently, a St. Lucie County resident was held up at an ATM at a PNC bank. What about the people that want to use an ATM?
Well, the ATM, one, back to the well-lit area. Mm-hmm. Try to do it during business hours. But if you can't, as you're approaching, always be aware of your surroundings. You know, look to the left, look to the right, look behind you. You think there's something suspicious, don't even go to that ATM. Go to another one.
We were joined by Sergeant Rich Zerkowski of the Crime Prevention Unit of the St. Lucie County Sheriff's Office. For tips on how to stay safe during the holiday season, visit our website at WQCS.org. For 88.9 FM, I'm Kenrick Thomas.